Call to order. I call to order the CRA board meeting workshop. Roll call.
Chairman DePue.
Present.
Mrs. Gillis.
Here.
Mr. Thomas.
Yes.
Mrs. Here. Dalbo.
Here.
Councilman Rainbird.
Here.
Item 2, approval of the minutes. None at this time. Item 3, old business public hearings. None at this time. Item 4, new business public hearings. Item 4A, resolution 2025-CRA-01. Adoption of the Community Redevelopment Agency preliminary proposed budget for the fiscal year 2025 to 2026. Staff report.
Thank you, Chairman. The Community Redevelopment Agency is proposed to generate roughly $641,870 next year. Of that, $433,591 are the city's funds related to the tax incremental financing revenue. $208,000 of that is Volusia County's. City staff have proposed to allocate the money towards the city's allocated funds towards the small and large-scale facade grant, as well as the purchasing of additional properties to facilitate the mainstream vision. Staff recommend approval of this year's 2025-2026 fiscal year budget for the Community Redevelopment Agency.
Thank you. Citizens' comments. Board comments. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the City of Edgewater CRA preliminary proposed budget fiscal year October 1, 2025 to September 30, 2026.
Second.
Roll call.
Chairman DePue?
Yes.
Mrs. Gillis?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mrs. Dalbo?
Yes.
Mr. Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 4B, resolution 2025-CRA-02, amending the Community Redevelopment Agency fiscal year 2024 to 2025 budget. Staff report.
Thank you, Chairman. The proposed budget amendment condenses the county money and reallocates it towards the construction of East Park Avenue and the streetscape. The budget amendment also adds $60,000 towards land acquisition away from the small-scale facade grant program. City staff have less than $40,000 worth of encumbrances this year for the small-scale facade grant. The proposed budget amendment aligns with the agency's direction to purchase 104 North Park Place, 114 North Riverside Drive, and 123 East Park Avenue.
Thank you. Citizens' comments. Council comments. Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the proposed budget amendment, fiscal year 2024-2025, adopted budget.
Chairman DePue?
Yes.
Mrs. Gillis?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mrs. Dalbo?
Yes.
Mr. Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 4C, AR 2025-0341, request to authorize the purchase of 114 North Riverside Drive in the amount of $675,000 for the main street. Staff report.
Thank you, Chairman. At the August 4th CRA meeting, the council had advised city staff to continue with the purchasing of properties. City staff have put a contract under the for 114 North Riverside Drive and are asking for the council approval. This meets the intent for the vision plan for East Park Avenue.
Thank you. Citizens' comments. Council comments. I think that anytime we could acquire property is a good thing, and I think that that's a good price for where it's located at. And also, for clarification, I believe that that was Dr. Hawks' original home. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct. Yeah, we're still trying to verify it, but there's a couple articles that staff found from the late 70s from the Daytona Beach News Journal that did a whole kind of three-part series on the history of Edgewater, and it was featured in that as Dr. Hawks' house. So city staff will be diving into kind of that historic preservation aspect as part of the Main Street.
Great.
Do you want to elaborate on who Dr. Hawks was?
Sure.
Mayor?
Sure, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Well,
he was pretty much the founder of the community. He has, that's why we have Dr. Hawks Park right on the other side of Dustin's. He also, I believe, co-founded Port Orange as well. So he was a founding member in the city of Edgewater and changed the name, and we were incorporated in 1951. He is the reason we have an Edgewater today. All right. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve AR 2024-0341, request to authorize the purchase of 114 North Riverside Drive, in the amount of $675,000 for the Main Street.
Roll call.
Chairman DePue?
Yes.
Mrs. Gillis?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mrs. Dalbo?
Yes.
Mr. Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 4D, AR 2025-0374, request for approval for the reimbursement in the amount of $25,000 for a facade improvement grant completed at 1525 South Ridgewood Avenue. Staff report.
Thank you, Chairman. On April 1st, 2024, the Community Redevelopment Agency approved the medium scale improvement grant application for the property at 1525 South Ridgewood Avenue. If you recall, the board approved, or the Community Redevelopment Agency approved, for 1517 last month for South Ridgewood Avenue. This was in addition to that, the applicant had applied for 1525 South Ridgewood Avenue. They replaced the roof, repainted the building, added landscaping, and restriped the parking lot. And here you can see the before picture and the after picture. City staff have provided the closeout information to Volusia County Tax Collector, and there are no outstanding permits for the city or the county, and the applicant has met all the requirements. City staff is recommending approval.
Thank you. I think it's a great business right on US 1 Mike's Discount Tires as well. Looks beautiful. Citizens' comments. Board comments. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve their reimbursement of $25,000?
Yes.
$25,000 for the facade grant improvement completed at 1525 South Ridgewood Avenue.
Roll call.
Chairman DePue?
Yes.
Mrs. Gillis?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mrs. Dalbo?
Yes.
Mr. Rainbird?
Yes.
Item 5, discussion items. Item 5A, Department Director's Report.
I have nothing at this time. Thank you.
All right, we are adjourned.